Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Melissa Stark.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And it's time, again, for the third annual Classic Cars Cruising for a Cure. That's almost a tongue twister. But it's a good tongue twister because it's a good event. So let's start out, Melissa, with the date and maybe where people need to start out at.
Okay, it's going to be this Saturday, the 11th, and we're going to be meeting at the Iowa Western Community College parking lot. Check-in is between 8 and 10 in the morning.
So who should show up?
Well, we would like a lot of people from the public to come out and see the cars this year. And at 9:45, before we leave, we're going to have a drawing for a one-of-a-kind table.
I've seen it, and it's, I stood and looked, and I thought, it's pretty awesome. Tell us a little, describe it just a little bit.
Well, it's a chrome wheel, and on top of that, there's an old steering wheel that came out of a Thunderbird. And on top of that is a piece of glass, so it makes a great side table. Be something great for a man cave. Any car enthusiast would really love it. Yeah. It's a one of a kind.
Great conversation starter, let me tell you. And it's just, like I say, you look at it, you go, whoa, what's this all about? So that's great. So the drawing will be just for the people who are bringing their cars.
We've had the table at many locations around town. Right now it's down at Napa if you want to go down and see it and buy a ticket or tickets. And it's anybody can be in the drawing for the table.
Okay, so buy a raffle ticket, and how much are the tickets?
They're $1 a piece, or 6 tickets for $5, or 15 tickets for 10, and you don't need to be present to win.
Okay, that's good news, because you can't always show up when you want to. And, of course, all of this money is going for a good cause.
Yes, that will be donated to the Cass County Relay for Life. And we've already made probably $120 on the table already. And so we hope to sell some more tickets before then and the morning of the cruise.
Okay. Now, it's at Napa. The table's at Napa now. Will it be another location before Saturday morning, or it'll just be there Saturday morning?
It will be at the car cruise Saturday morning. We may move it one more place before then. But if anyone wants information, they can call me for tickets, and I'm at 243-8006 at the Cass County Home Care Office.
Okay, 8006. For some reason, I can remember that number, 8006, easy number. And so, of course, this is all going for a good cause, all leading up to June 24th, I believe is the correct date for the Relay for Life. And plus, then, it's a good time.
It's a really good time. I mean, these car enthusiasts are very generous people. They like to show off their cars, and especially when there's a cause involved. Actually, I was in Kimpleton on Saturday. The new car club called Thunder Alley Car Club had a benefit for the Mapleton tornado survivors. And so they had a really good turnout. And, of course, we've passed out flyers for our event, so we're hoping that they will come and support Cass County Relay for Life.
Absolutely. Got to do a little recruiting, because sometimes it's just a matter of letting folks know. You know, it's not like they don't want to show up, but they don't know about it. So you've got to get out there and do some recruiting and get the information out.
And, you know, just to clarify, we're not hot rodders at all. We're just going to cruise at like 50 miles an hour and leave space between our cars, and we're not going to be going on the interstate. What we have planned is to have lunch at Penny's Diner in Missouri Valley, and that's going to depend on the floodwaters. We're going to go on Saturday, rain or shine, but we don't know quite yet if we will be at Penny's Diner for lunch.
Okay, so you got to be real flexible. But so your classic car owners gather between 8 and 10, going to have that drawing at 9:45, and hope lots of other people show up. And then the classic cars take off for this drive.
Then we're going to take off. We're going to cruise down Chestnut Street, and then we're going to be going through Walnut, Avoca, those places. And after lunch, we'll be probably cruising around the square in Harlan and having our last stop at the Dairy Queen there. And then the drivers can go home by whatever route they want.
Always have to involve food, don't
yes.
we? Yeah, that's
like
part
food.
Of the sociability. And I'm guessing that a lot of these classic car owners do a lot of these things. So it's just a gathering, a social event for them, too.
Yeah, it is, because they like to see each other's cars, and it's something to talk about. And for me, I've met a lot of people who knew my dad, which now I have my dad's 1978 Camaro. So that's fun for me.
Okay, now we know how you got involved with these classic cars. And do you drive it?
Usually my husband.
But it's out there on the road.
Right.
Yes, very good. What color is it?
It is a dark green.
Very interesting. So look for Melissa's car when you're looking at the classic cars, right?
Right. And we have a lot of surprises this year. We have a fabulous dash plaque to give out this year. And we have a goodie bag filled with probably 10 or 12 items from local businesses that wanted to give us a little something to put in our goodie bag for the drivers.
Okay.
So and we'll have free drinks for them, too.
Nice thank you to them. Now, how is this plaque, the owner of this plaque, going to be decided?
Well, the plaque is something that car drivers get at every event they go to. And we're going to have a special drawing. This is just some of the surprise in the works that I can't really talk about right now. But I'd be glad to talk to you about it after Saturday.
Okay. So show up on Saturday, the June 11th, again, at Iowa Western between 8 and 10. Everybody can come and see the cars and look them over, visit with folks. But you're also still recruiting those classic car owners to come.
Yes, and hopefully the night of Relay for Life, we'll have one of the cars on display at the football field.
Okay, good.
Just to get people thinking that, you know, this is an annual event, and this is our third year, so we're real excited about where we've come from since the first year.
Mm-hmm. A lot of organization here, Melissa.
Well, I'd really like to give thanks to Barry Wright, because he donated the table. He built it himself. He also takes the back of old cars and turns them into couches. He has lamps made out of car parts. He's just a really creative person. So he's helped us a lot this year. And we also get the support of Rob Clausen, who puts on the Atlantic Fest car event. So we have a lot of people on board that are, you know, really the experts. And the Circles for Success people, we're the pit crew.
Very good. Now, will Barry be there by any chance if people want to visit with him, or you'll have his card? I'm just thinking there may be somebody go, oh, this sounds really interesting.
Well, actually, Barry will be there with probably about three or four of his cars. Okay. His whole family is involved.
Okay. So cars. Come and meet Barry if you haven't done that before. And obviously, he's sort of gone out from his car thing to, like, the table. I mean, that's a step away from the car, and yet it's still really connected. That's a great way to use his talents. Let's talk a little bit. I always have to ask you about Circles for Success, and then we'll come back and remind folks again about time and place for this classic car cruising event. Circles for Success is?
Well, we're a small group, and we like to give back to the community. We like to do projects to help people. We like to have people involved in our group who may have been marginalized by maybe poverty or maybe have really never felt like they were a part of the community. And so once these people start getting involved with us, they just really become confident people and just really give back to the community. And we just love putting on events and helping individuals.
Would this be a good group to come to if you're new in town?
Definitely. If you're new, that would be a really great group. And we do have our meetings on the first and third Fridays of the month. The second and fourth Fridays of the month at the Methodist Church. But during the summer months, we usually have it at a different location. So if you are interested in finding out more, please call me at my phone number of 243-8006.
When I say group, I was hesitating because sometimes people think a group, okay, there's officers, there's a fee, there's all these kinds of things that you have to do to join. And I'm thinking maybe Circles for Success is not quite that strict or that organized.
No, there's no membership fees, and we have a shared potluck at our meetings, and we have free childcare. When we're at the Methodist Church, the kids really have a lot of fun playing in the gym. And it's a nice time for people just to have some adult conversation with each other. And just really, we've formed friendships with each other.
Yeah,
that's the basis.
Lasting friendships. So that's a great event for a great organization, I think, for folks to check in. And no age limits. And just call Melissa if you need more information at 243-8006. Let's kind of sum up about the third annual Circles for Success Classic Cars Cruising for Cure.
Okay, we're going to be meeting at Iowa Western Community College parking lot this Saturday morning from 8 to 10, and it will be rain or shine. If it looks cloudy, we're still going.
Okay.
So come out and join us, and we want the public to come out and see the cars and enjoy the cars and talk to the drivers. And it's just such a great cause. This town really supports Relay for Life, and we're just glad to be part of it, too.
Right. Thank you so much, Melissa Stark, for coming in to visit with us.
Thank you.
Till next time, here's a thought. Unselfish and noble actions are the most radiant pages in the biography of souls.